Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are looking live, if you're watching our live stream here on What's On Your Mind, at the one and only Scott Hennon. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, there they are, Todd the Radio God Mitchell and Kevin Flynn as well. So there we all are, right there on your screens. Scott on the left, that never happens. Kevin on the right. Todd is the Radio God at the bottom of your screen. We love listening. We love you listening to What's On Your Mind, however you're doing that, on the voice of the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550K Fire, on the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 The Flag, on the voice of the Bakken, the beacon for the Bakken, AM 1090, The Flag West, KLTC, iHeartMedia, our apps, at AM 1100theflag.com, the iHeartMedia app, which you can get if you don't. Lots of ways for you to listen to us today. Todd, the Radio God, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Just fantastic. You?
Kevin in like Flynn. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, sir.
All right. Super producer Chris is not part of the team today, but he's always part of the team. Line of a great show today. General Mike Haugen is going to be here. General Haugen was the commander of the Happy Hooligans 20 years ago. When they mobilized F-16s, North Dakota, Happy Hooligans, defending the Capitol 20 years ago. Remember that? General Haugen had to say, yes, let's defend the Capitol. Let's find out where Flight 93 is. Let's find out if it's going to come into the Capitol. What happened at the Pentagon? Let's defend the U.S. Capitol. Let's do what we have to do here. That was General Haugen's call. And as we look back 20 years on U.S. leaving Afghanistan, what are his thoughts now? Joe Biden is going to address the nation and going to throw the Joint Chiefs of Staff under the bus and say that was their unanimous recommendation that we leave. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here.
And Joe Biden's going to step out and read from the statement on the teleprompter and then walk away?
Yes.
That's pretty much what he's going to do.
Done by committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
I think we now have a commander-in-chief by committee.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
It's a team.
Right. So we're going to talk about
it. Takes a village, you know.
Takes a village to run the country.
Yeah.
Also on the program today, later this hour, Brad Blakeman. It was George W. Bush who 20 years ago said, let's go after terrorists where they're plotting and planning against the U.S. So we'll talk with him about how the withdrawal went and also a little bit about the decision to go there. Again, top senior staff member to George W. Bush. And also really looking forward to our conversation with Jimmy Graham. He is a veteran, former U.S. Navy SEAL, also a retired CIA officer, part of their global response staff. He knows stuff. He knows stuff. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. We have the money man today. Brian Cronk will be here as well. I got to think we've got a correction of some kind coming when there is an awakening here. Don't you guys?
Oh, right.
You
something.
Know, I mean, we are shamed on the world stage now. We're shamed on the world stage. How can this not be an impact to the market? What's going on there? Charlie Kirk talks a lot about this. He did yesterday. China's got its grips on our economy in a big way. There's many people in America who care more about their bank account than, you know, are standing on the world stage. Is that us? Is that you? Is that me? In other words, are you happy as long as you're raking in the cash, doing whatever you're doing? And look, if you got to buy China and sell the stuff here, so be it. More money for me?
No.
Less for thee?
Is
that us?
I'm all about that, but no, that's not us.
What do you mean you're all about that?
I'm all about, you know,
being a capitalist.
Well, absolutely. Capitalism, yeah. Working hard, earning it, getting it, you know, putting in the time.
But if that is allowing China to get its grips on us, are you okay with China?
No.
Do you know how many tentacles China has in our economy?
Oh, my. Yeah.
You know how many things they own, how many banks they own, how many investments they own? They've taken advantage of a lot of people that sort of the corporatist, if you will. That's mm-hmm. what I call them, the corporatist. That really don't care who we do business with as long as it makes them more money and money for their shareholders. I got to think that reverberates at some point into some sort of a stock market awakening. I don't know, but Brian Cronk's a lot smarter about all this. He knows about those tentacles. He'll be here, the money man. If you have questions for any of these people, get him in right now by text, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. That's how you do it. Here's a question for our audience. What are you thinking right now about the America your kids and your grandkids will have? What do you think about our future? Can you answer that question for me right now? 2580550. We'll do this radio graffiti style. Everybody that has an answer to that, you got a minute. No interruptions from Scott, Kevin, or Todd. Just go for a minute. Knowing what we know now, what do you believe will be the USA that your kids and grandkids will inherit? Do you worry about the future? And what are you going to do about it? Call and answer that question right now at 2580550. Call right now and tell us what's on your mind. 2580550. I get you a conversation with Daniel. He'll just ask your name, where you're from, and you'll be ready to chat with us on the air. If you'd rather share warm and fuzzies with Kevin, you can call 271-1100. Those are the quickest ways to get on the air and tell us what's on your mind. Or text me questions for any of our guests or any of your comments at 237-1590. That's the text line now. All new, 701-237-1590.
I think if we keep going down the road we're going in another, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 years, we'll wake up to this.
Happy Hunger Games! And may the odds be ever in your favor.
So you say that's not necessarily fiction, that that whole movie, that whole Hunger Games thing?
I don't know, man.
All right, that's what's on Kevin's mind. Here's what's on Charlie Kirk. He's wondering why we're not having a national conversation about what the Washington Post, of all places, the Bezos woke Washington Post reported on what's happening. That should be headlines in every corner of America. Does this concern you at all, folks? Washington Post, here's what they reported. Here's the headline.
Surprise, panic, and fateful choices the day America lost its longest war. Now, lots of parts of this article are to be expected, but what's stunning, and this should be the number one breaking news story in the world right now, is that the Biden regime was meeting privately with the Taliban in the midst of all of their military advances to Kabul. And the Taliban offered them, hey, United States, do you guys still want to control Kabul? Quote, we have a problem, Badahar said, according to U.S. official. We have two options to deal with it. You, the United States, take responsibility for securing Kabul, or you have to allow us to do it. The Biden regime gave Kabul over to the Taliban.
Are you kidding me? That tells you the 13 flag-draped containers that will soon be 13 flag-draped coffins are the responsibility of the Biden administration because they wanted the Taliban to take control of the airport of Kabul. They also gave up Bagram Air Force Base because we were talking with the bad guys. How does that make you feel? What does that mean for the future of the country? Chris in the Bakken, you got a minute. Go.
Remember about a year ago, Congressman, Senator Kramer, we were talking, and I said Joe Biden would be a plague on the station. And you guys were like, whoa, plague's kind of a strong word. Well, if you look at it from the Marine Corps perspective, where I started my military career, Army Special Ops, where I ended my military career, look at the oil field where I'm currently working, all my friends, family, people I care about, even people I don't like that much, we're all in trouble. And I think the solution is return to basics with a strong leader who's not afraid to mention God in any sentence at any time.
I'm really having trouble hearing you, Chris. Start over on the solution. I don't know if you're hands-free or what you are.
Get out the Bluetooth.
But it is so scratchy, I can't even believe it. Tell me what you think the solution is. Start there.
Bluetooth is dead. How's that?
Yeah, it was like mush, just so you know. But anyway, now, okay. What's the solution? Okay.
The solution is that we need a strong leader, man, woman, I don't care, who is not afraid to mention our faith-based foundation and the men and women that were their partners in the beginning that looked to God to set up this amazing experiment that Founder Franklin said was a republic if we can keep it. And it is time to decide if we want to keep it.
A strong leader and yes. Be unafraid to acknowledge the faith that guided the founding fathers and patriots. It makes a lot of sense. I think the answer is to pray. Isn't it, Chris? It's to pray right now.
Amen.
Yeah, the leaders to remind people that it's okay to be that way.
Yeah, and leaders that remind us. Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Chris, thank you. Well said. Once we could hear you. And I do think early on to say, well, Biden's going to be a plague on the nation, sounds like a political statement, and now it's very real. What are you thinking right now for the future your kids and grandkids will inherit? What do we do about it? 258-0550, call right now.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On your mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. 50% off the slippers right now. It's a hot deal, folks. And I happen to believe that we are in the mess we are in because we do not have election integrity in this country. We have given up control of our elections to machines. We don't do like we used to do. Paper ballot, count it. Next. Paper ballot, count it. We have sheets and, you know, little verification things. And, you know, county auditors have these transfer points where all this stuff comes in. Attacks happen every day in America on Sanford Health, on Essentia Health, on pipelines, you name it. They happen. Beef plants. Why can't they happen at transfer points with county auditors? They can. And they did. And we did all kinds of constitution shredding, mail-in vote, all kinds of things. One guy has been tireless fighting that, Mike Lindell. And all we can do is say, you know what? The guy makes the best robes and slippers and pillows and sheets. I'm going to buy them from him instead of buying from Jeff Bezos at Amazon. I'm going to buy them from him rather than Walton's or Target or anybody else. Is that too much to ask? I don't think it is. The towels, the pet beds, the weighted blankets. And right now, half off on the slippers. Giza Dream Sheets, normally $109.99, $49.99. And here's the big thing. Every product comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Buy the book for anybody under 30. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO, Mike Lindell's life story. Here is what you want anybody 30 or under to realize. You're not invincible. Bad things will happen to you. How do you react to those bad things? Well, here's a story. 19 near-death experiences. Buy a gift card. Give it to people you know. Maybe it'll start a conversation on election integrity. What do you know about Mike Lindell? Anything that I've just listed, you can buy it at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Make today the day you do it. Or call this number, 800-506-9028. America's worth it. You get great products. Money-back guarantee, 60 days, 10-year warranty. That's not working as well as it did the first 3 years. All right. Send you a new one. 800-506-9028. Before I go to Bob in Valley City for his take, I want you to hear a dad and a sister of a hero dead in a coffin at this hour. Riley McCollum. You heard his mom yesterday. Here's his dad and sister.
He had a heart of gold. Good kid. Always wanted to stand on the side of right. He wanted to do the right thing no matter what. He always was seeking justice for those that he thought weren't getting it.
Riley was the funniest kid you ever met. He just had such a great sense of humor and was always cracking jokes and making everyone around him laugh. And he was just loved so much.
Oh.
Everyone's a story. All heroes that said, send me, I'll die for Americans.
They deserved better.
You saw what you saw play out here. What does it mean for the America your kids and grandkids will inherit? Tell me, please. And tell me what we can do about it. Bob in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to your show for ever since it started. And I think what's going on now is a result of all politicians. As much as I dislike President Biden, I never vote for him, never would. But he's the responsibility of what's happened in Afghanistan lays on the shoulders of every politician in the United States. Because the Republicans especially, the Republicans are supposed to keep these guys at bay and keep them to their feet to the fire, and Republicans don't do that. So to blame it all on Biden, You say about systemic racism, we've got systemic corruption in our politicians. And everybody blames it on somebody else. Everybody starts a committee. Everybody says, well, we're looking into it. And nothing changes. For 20 years we've been fighting over there. Nothing's changed. And Democrat, Republican, it don't matter. And that's what's going on. Nobody is holding these politicians accountable.
That's a minute for you, Bob. So I just want to interject here. Can I just say nothing's changed is not a fair statement? We routed out and put a lot of terrorists in prisons after that. We have not had a successful attack by a terrorist on the likes of 9/11 since. So there was success in this. Should we stay there forever? No. And I'd also add another success was Donald Trump. getting us down to 2,500 troops and no casualties in America on American troops for over a year.
Well, now you're not there. Now you're not on the politician talk anymore, because that's what Trump was not.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Bob.
But the problem is, where are we at now?
I agree, but that's because of Joe Biden.
Let's talk about Kevin Cramer. Remember when he was in the House of Representatives and he just went on your show time after time complaining about Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, about how terrible she was, about her breaking the law and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And I called up one time and said, well, what have you done about that? Well, there's nothing I can do. She's elected. Well, there certainly is something he could have. He could have filed an ethics charge on her. But he didn't do that, because they don't want to do ethics charges on each other, because then everybody's that's one tool that he had.
No, I think there was actually an ethics charge on her because of her husband and some of the shenanigans there. But of course, that's controlled by other people as well. But again, Ilhan Omar, everything we knew about Ilhan Omar and that Kevin Cramer talked about was not enough for her to get defeated by the people in her district in Minnesota who vote for her. So I think your problem is with them, not with Kevin Cramer or any other Republican. Again, here's the deal. I'd love for Republicans to have more tools to do more about this. But when Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden control two or three of the branches of government that are constitutionally mandated, there's not a lot of options. Now, I want us to fight with every tool. I hope this is an awakening and that we can now say Biden and impeachment ought to be front and center. Remember, Trump was impeached for what? A phone call where somebody thought they heard something. And now we have the Washington Post reporting that we said to the Taliban, hey, how about you guys take control of Kabul? That's what we have in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I understand what you're saying there, but the whole thing about it is, when I say nothing's changed, good things were done in Afghanistan. We got rid of a bunch of terrorists. That's okay. But what has actually changed into perpetuity, and that's nothing. The only thing that's changed into perpetuity is the fact that politicians can't get anything done unless somebody dies or some catastrophe hits like 9/11.
Well, I never put my faith in a politician to fix anything. I think this is a problem of the will.
It's not
of the American people.
It's not going to be that way.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit here and lie. Oh, you didn't do enough, so I'm going to cry now. I'm going to say, what am I going to do? I have in my powers in North Dakota to say, who do I elect? What do I say? What do I demand of them? I mean, Bob, if you're sitting around waiting for a politician to fix this something, we're screwed. We're screwed. We can't, I mean, again, that vortex in Washington, D.C. does suck a lot of people in. I don't happen to believe that we could swap out our congressional delegation for anybody and do better, but this is up to us. We got to demand this. But if our circular firing squad now ignores what Biden did, come on.
Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Biden administration has left Americans behind in Afghanistan, numbering in the hundreds. It's being reported from senior U.S. sources, house-to-house executions in Kabul following the U.S. military departure have begun, as gunfire is being heard throughout the residential sections of Kabul. Audio from South African journalist Laura Logan on Twitter. Taliban fighters, all wearing brand new U.S. uniforms and brand new weapons and brand new equipment, took over the airport. A million people are still without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. The sweltering heat in the area is amplifying the need to get the power turned back on. It is unknown how many people lost their lives from Ida, but Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, tells NBC News he expects the death toll to climb higher.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Did you know I have been a student at the University of Mary?
I did not.
I have been. I have. And I actually did it in person, Fargo campus. You can do it online from home. You can do it in one of their campuses, Watford City or Fargo. I've got them all over. My daughter is taking University of Mary classes at Arizona State University. Did you know that?
School of Business. I did know that.
So she is a business student, but she is taking philosophy religion classes from the University of Mary. You know why?
Because they have the partnership down there?
They do.
Okay.
And you know what? There's a lot of woke stuff offered at every college in America. Their idea of religion is not the idea of a Midwest
right.
Chanley grad,
yeah.
John Paul II schools,
yep.
The religion. It would be like, what did I just learn for the last 12 years? This is very different. But don't have to worry about that. Don't have to worry about their idea of diversity because you now have that option. This is life-changing. And by the way, if you want to grow your career, you want other options, you want a master's, University of Mary. Check it out. umary.edu, another year underway. Just amazing things happening there. Really amazing things. Jack in Fargo, Mike in Perham. Stand by. We got to get a hero in here. He's on the phone waiting. Let me tell you about our next guest. Veteran, U.S. Navy SEAL, retired protective officer for the CIA's Global Response Staff, and a fellow in community safety at the Centennial Institute. He was in Benghazi.
Wow. Hello.
Jimmy Graham, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, it's disgraceful what's going on in Afghanistan right now. I think the American people are fed up, not only what's going on over there, but what's going on over here. And you can see that by these special operations guys that I'm reading about that took matters into their own hands. I think when America's not represented, you know, as a man in America, it bothers me the way that I'm being represented by this administration. And people are so fed up, they said, okay, we're going to go over and help rescue Americans and get them to safety. So I think that that's a common thing that's felt.
Jimmy, we lost you there.
Oh, you there?
Now I can hear you, yeah. Yeah, just like you cut out at the end of that, but I got the gist of it. Americans have to go finish the job for the United States Armed Forces. That just is wrong on many levels, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so wrong. You know, the lack of support, you know, when you go out there, obviously there's contingency plans, there's resources, there's air support when you're military. If you're a civilian who grabs a gun to go over there and save, you know, American lives, you don't have any of that. They're not committed to you, and you could end up being a problem. If you got wounded or her stranded, now you become another one of those people that could potentially be used as hostages. But again, not to condemn those guys, I think there could be a mess if people started doing that. But I also understand it because I feel the same way.
So here's what I don't understand. We had a sort of a, There's been an effort here to have sort of, I call it happy talk, from the administration, from the State Department to the Department of Defense. I mean, generals, you know, we knew it was going to be a little bumpy, you know, we're out. How about that? Our mission in Afghanistan's complete. And we know there's Americans still there, that we've left people behind. You know, you've been a Navy SEAL. That's not a tenet of the United States Armed Forces to leave people behind, is it?
Correct. And you see it on all levels right now, is that they're handed a sheet of paper, and this is what you will say. You know, and it breaks my heart that generals fall among that now, because generals in my mind, admirals in my mind, are people that that aren't part of that corrupt system. They're the people that are going to tell you the truth regardless, because it's the right thing to do. But I think after you sort through your generals and you find the ones that will say that, somewhere you leave that, and it breaks my heart that, you know, Benghazi was the first time that I would imagine you would call on America and they wouldn't show up. So it seems that that's happening again.
Yeah, and help me understand why there wouldn't be. I know this was a lieutenant colonel that spoke out, and you know, one guy's been relieved of service in this whole mess, and it was a guy that said, "Hey, we're screwing up here." But why isn't there more you know, truth to power here? Why isn't somebody saying, "I resign. This is just wrong. We don't leave people behind. We don't call this a success. We don't negotiate with the Taliban." I mean, the Washington Post story over the weekend was devastating. It talks about how we've been in talks with the Taliban over this, and we're saying to them, "Should we keep Bagram? Should we not take Bagram? Okay, we won't. We'll give you Bagram. Go ahead and take. And we leave in the dark of the." It's just, I mean, like kindergarten level decisions of the United States military. Can you help me understand why nobody's resigning over this?
I think if you get pushed out at this point, I think it's a badge of honor. You know, under this, you know, you do swear allegiance to the nation. So I'm glad that there are people serving right now that have our best interest. But those people will be removed systematically until you find somebody that will do what they're told, that will say what you tell them to say. So I think that is something that is, you know, that's we the people from the ground up. The only fix for this is we the people. By design, the way that this country was made, that must be honor, integrity, and accountability. Those must mean something again. So we made bad decisions. We're living the consequences, and now people don't like it. And that's the way this works. We shouldn't be surprised right now.
Well, I believe politically speaking, you know, they're counting on we the people forgetting about this in a couple of weeks. It's off the TV screens. We're moving on. We're gone. Until I guess the next attack comes, when we start connecting the dots of, wait a minute here, we let the prisons emptied of terrorists, and a few of them start plotting and planning against us. I mean, what do you think the chances are that you said it's up to we the people, that we the people actually are up to this task and hold these people accountable for Afghanistan, for these decisions, and for the fallout that'll come?
Yeah, the reason we do that is because it works, because people do have a short attention span. You know, I teach active shooter, and we have a saying, we never stop talking and equipping people to do that, but they stop listening after about 2 weeks after there's dead kids on the floor. So that's just a theme. You know, we don't have an attention span. You know, in Afghanistan, they have a saying, you know, the Americans have all the watches, but we have all the time, because they think in generations. We need to start thinking in generations and then backing that down, you know, reverse engineering that and saying, hey, what do I have to do about it right now? We're so comfortable, we're absolutely doing nothing. So shaking your fist at the TV registers on nobody's scale, it's time to get involved.
So would you anticipate that Navy SEALs and other special ops of the U.S. Armed Forces will be still in Afghanistan, will be able to be a quick strike force to do whatever we need to do to get Americans out, A, and B, watch ISIS, watch the Taliban?
I pray to God that's the case, but they still need the green light. The problem is never the soldiers. Like, rescuing American citizens is a dream job for anybody who swore into service. So I think that, you know, that those people are out there, they're ready to go, where they have the power, they have the capability, but they need the green light. The reason they're not getting it is our fault as a country. So, you know, again, this administration, they're put in place, and then they don't understand warfare. Well, we should have thought about that before they took power.
Let me call on your CIA experience. How much is China behind this? And when you talk about thinking about these terms in generational terms rather than event to event, China's been doing that for a long time. In my view, we have not. They're fighting a 100-year war. We don't even think we're at war with China. And they continue to get their grips in every inch of our economy, our supply chains, and obviously want America to fail and are at a war with us. How much is what happened in Afghanistan doing the bidding of China?
Yeah, it's not just China. There's others that are playing the part, just like the vice president. They get to make the calls, but hide behind the security of somebody else. We're going to blame somebody else and point at them, you know, Joe Biden, while hiding behind them and making the calls. So we can't even get to a place of accountability until we expose it, you know, shine light on that and expose it for the truth. Say, who are we really dealing here with right here, right now? It's disgraceful that you're going to prop up a senior citizen that can barely stand on the stage and then speak for him and hide in the shadow of that protection, but still utilize this person. It's abuse. In my mind, everybody knows it. They can't even stay on the stage for an amount of time without losing his composure, and they take him off and then tailor his responses. That's just, it's unjust.
Who is pulling those strings?
I think there's many countries right now that don't want to see America on top anymore. I think there is a post-America world order that is forming up against us, and we're being pawns. Right now, we're divided in our own country. We need to figure that out right now, or there might not be a country to recover.
And in your view, is the senior military leadership aware of that threat? Are they doing something about that threat?
I think there's a lot of money in disorder. So we are not unified at all. United we stand, divided we fall. That's not a bumper sticker. That's a game plan. Like, that is the foundation of what we stand for. Everything is divisive right now. And I think that if you cause disorder, then you are just going to give yourself more power, because a united people that is a just, moral people, they don't need a large government. So it's a conflict of interest in my view.
Wow. You've given us a lot to think about. Jimmy, anything else you want to tell us? Any additional call for resolve amongst the American people here, our listeners?
I think, the solution to this starts at the space between your feet. It is truly we the people. And the second thing, if you'd allow me, is that our veterans, if anybody's ever served honorably, then that honor is theirs forever. So don't believe 20 years for nothing. My buddies died for nothing. Don't believe it, because it's caustic and it causes destruction to generations.
That's good advice. And you can't be responsible for having done what you were called to do and then have someone, for whatever motive, undo it. That's not on you. It's on them. So great points.
There must be accountability.
Yeah, absolutely. And all we can do is demand that and use the space between your feet, as you say. Good advice, Jimmy. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
Navy SEAL, veteran, former CIA.
Spot on.
Jack in Fargo. What's the damage? What do we do about it?
Go ahead, Jack.
Jack, are you there?
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
sir.
I'm here. Hey, sorry about that. Hey, love the show. Listen, I want to piggyback on Scott's thing about Comcast, but I want to take it further. And, this is the second unvetted president that we've had because of the media. And until people are willing to boycott, until people are willing to turn off Dancing with the Stars, I don't even know if that show's on the air anymore. But until people are willing to turn those channels, those stations off, and boycott companies, look what they've done to Mike. Until people are going to do that, we're just going to have more of the same. Because it tells them that we're completely okay with what they're putting into our heads. And it bothers me to no end. Look at what Fox News has done to us. People need to turn off those damn TVs, and they need to start listening to shows like this. And that's all I have to say.
Is that asking too much of people to say, turn off Dancing with the Stars, get engaged in what's happening to your country, or you're going to wake up and it's not going to...
No, it's not.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
No,
I really
not.
Don't.
Some people insist on living in La La Land, and let's just hope they stay out of the way.
Well, that's on us. That's on them.
Yeah.
That's not using the space between your feet. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Tuesday. What's that mean? Meatball dinner in Harwood today. That's what's on special. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience off I-29 Salisbury. Take the 12th Avenue exit, PetroServe. Right there on the west side. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City off 94, exit 292. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. PetroServe USA.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer, with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. Big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock, and it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Outside my window, a robin builds a nest. At last, Twitter's gone. Way to rest. Once again,
the texter asked us, really enjoyed the comments of Charlie Kirk. Who is that? That person must have gray hair. Because if you're you know, a conservative in high school, a conservative in college, you know who Charlie Kirk is. And I think fans of Fox News would know who Charlie Kirk is. Certainly listeners to The Flag know who Charlie Kirk is. But not everybody knows who Charlie Kirk is. So I appreciate the question. Charlie Kirk is the founder of Turning Point USA. They have chapters of Turning Point USA because Charlie believes the youth of America are the turning point for the USA. He's also a, I want to say, top five podcast a producer in the country, more viewers, more subscribers than most. And I think he's 27 years old, which just blows me away when you listen to him. But we played a clip of Charlie earlier, and I have more later on talking about the media and its coverage, something the previous caller was talking about. Charlie Kirk also will be will be in Fargo Thursday night. Charlie will be at the Avalon Event Center
at the invite of the North Dakota Conservative Advocate, same folks that had him in Minot, I'm sorry, Bismarck at the Bell, sold-out crowd back in May, was that? I think it was May.
Yep.
This spring.
Sounds right.
He came back to Fargo for an event for Freedom Matters USA, and now he's come back a third time for North Dakota Conservative Advocates Thursday night at the Avalon. If you go to conservativeadvocates.org, there's tickets there for that. Students have a $5 offer because they want students there.
Yeah, and if you've never seen Charlie's YouTube channel, go to his YouTube channel, watch some of his campus videos. Brilliant. He's the one that would sit out with a table and say, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Put a statement out, prove me wrong.
And you can listen to him on the Flag East and West. You can go to your podcast or iHeartMedia. Go to the iHeartMedia app and you can fire him up. Somebody else also asked Todd a question about our previous guest, the Navy SEAL. What was the question, Todd, by text?
What does the space between your feet mean? Mother For me, Earth. That's floor. I think what he meant was
it's up to us to use the space between our feet, and if we're just standing still,
right,
we're not doing anything. If we actually say we're going to do something, we're going to move our feet, we're going to go, we're going to take this ourselves. Okay. I think that's what it means.
Yep.
That's what I took it to mean.
Okay.
Fair enough. Mike and Perm, we're going to get to him. He's waiting. Others, welcome. Lots of texts rolling in on what's on your mind. General Mike Haugen next hour on this mess in Afghanistan and examples of it in our history. And the money man, Ryan Kronk, will be here. Is this at some point going to impact the economy, the stock market? I'm going to ask Ryan a little bit about that today. What's on your mind is live at Big Iron. We're fired up. This will be here before you know it. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 14th, 15th, 16th of September, we'll be in the Butler Building with our friends at Butler Machinery. This is in the new Butler Building. Inside, smack dab in the middle. It used to be the Showlander Pavilion, live all 3 days. So come on out. Listen to the show on your way in. See all the latest and greatest in Big Iron. And we're going to be giving away Flag hats. All you have to do is come up again. We have a big supply of these because we run out every year, and you're going to say, Scott, I stand for the flag. I stand for the flag, and then we're going to hand you a new hat. It's going to have the flag right on it. Brought to you by our friends at Labor Masters. Get the quality, reliable help you need today. If you're saying, you know, we tried to order from Noodles & Company yesterday. They were closed.
Oh.
And you go to their location on off of 32nd,
mm-hmm.
and they say, you got to go to the one on 45th. Oh. And you go to the one on 45th, that's closed, and it says, you got to go to that one. And then it says, you go to Moorhead. All of their stores were closed because they don't have people on Mondays, so they close on Mondays. Yeah. They should have called Labor Masters to get the quality, reliable help they need. That's what people are doing. One more Marine, and then Mike and Perm. One more story about a Marine. Do you know Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz? If you don't, listen to his dad.
He was the type of teenager that didn't want a driver's license, so he would have me drive him up to the Marine Corps training office. And he would train with these guys to learn what they were doing so he could prepare himself better for when he actually enlisted, and that's what he did right out of high school. I wish I would have done that more. I'm going to make sure that I make that a priority in my life every single day now. I'm going to reach out to somebody and let them know that I'm thinking about them and praying for them. And I appreciate everything they do because there may come a time when they're not here anymore like my son.
There's good that comes from bad right there.
Yeah, I just talked about just reaching out to other veterans and other active service members.
Tell them we appreciate them.
Yeah,
tell them we
amen.
Love them. Thank them. So darn sad. Mike and Perm, you got a minute to talk about some of the concerns you had of earlier callers in North Dakota politicians. Go, Mike.
You know, we shouldn't paint all politicians with the same broad brush. I could think of four right off the top of my head that have done great things for this country. Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, and how about Senator Ted Cruz? These people have fought and fought and tried to do their best for their people that elected them to office and have supported the Second Amendment. And I know right now that a lot of them feel really bad for our country and for our servicemen and women. You know what really gets me? At the other end of the spectrum, you've got Joe Biden. He never saluted those fallen people. Didn't salute them. What it is, he's looking at his watch. What, is he late for an appointment with his barber?
Did you guys see that? Did everybody see that? He looked at his watch at this solemn ceremony, this transfer ceremony, where these flag-draped containers of these fallen heroes, like Lieutenant Schmitz, Lance Corporal Schmitz, rather. I mean, looking at his watch, the Commander-in-Chief, it actually happened. Mike, well said. Thank you. More after this.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.